Let's go to God in a word of prayer. Father, let us never take for granted this land that you've given us here in the United States of America, how you've blessed us with resources, with strength, with wealth. Also continue to bless us with your grace and your mercy and your love for others. Father, let us do your work through the power and the blessings you've given us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, tomorrow's Memorial Day. Like I told the children, we're honoring those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, that of their lives. They answered the call to serve. They answered that call because they loved this country. They wanted to protect our way of life. They didn't expect, I'm sure none of them expected, they knew it could happen, but I'm sure none of them thought they would be the one to give that ultimate sacrifice. They accepted that risk, like many of us do in jobs we take, policemen, for example, but they wanted the military not to die, knowing they might die in that function. But I'm sure if you asked them when they were going in, they would have said, well, I don't think it'll happen to me. Might happen to somebody else. It's happened to people I know in the past, but I think I can make it through. I'll be okay. I looked it up, and over 1.1 million American men and women have given their lives for this country. So it does happen, and we know that. And Carson's an example of that. But if they hadn't answered the call, if people didn't answer that call to serve, where would we be? Ken touched on it. We see what's going on in the Middle East. Christians being killed, being not allowed to worship. If our countrymen hadn't gone and given their lives, answered their call to service, I mean, look at the enemies that they defeated. Look at the countries they defeated, the terrible ideals that they defeated that kept us and our way of life safe. If they hadn't done that, where would we be? We certainly wouldn't be sitting in this church right now together. Well, Jesus answered a call too. He answered the call of God. And he gave his life. But he gave his life not to preserve our way of life, but to give us a new way to life. He answered the call of God and gave his life not for just us sitting here today, not just for Americans, but for everyone in the world. Even the ones that were crucifying him, he was giving them a new way to life by accepting him through his blood. Where would we all be? Well, I think we know where if he hadn't answered the call of God. He gave us a way to eternal life, which ironically, choosing Jesus often changes our personal way of life, which it should. Why did he answer the call? Well, why did the servicemen and women answer the call? For love, love of country, love of their families, love of the freedom we have here. Well, Jesus answered the call because of God's love, immense, powerful love for every one of his children, regardless of where they live, what they believed, what they're doing, all of them, his love to bring them back to safety, back to life through Jesus Christ. As I told the children, not all have served. I never served, and I thank every man and woman who served before me and my generation to give my generation, the very tail end of the baby boomers, a generation basically of no major wars, of peace, really. I was way too young for Vietnam and way too old for the Middle East. So there was that time, and I was blessed to have lived in that time, where the men and women before me that fought and died gave my generation a time of peace. So I chose a different path than going into military because there was no call at that time for me to go and serve. But we don't all answer that call to go in the military. But what call should we be answering? We should be answering God's call to serve. Some people say you're saved to serve. God saved us through his son, Jesus Christ, if we accept him as our Lord and Savior. And with that comes a calling right from Jesus. We saw it in our readings today. A calling to serve others. Now, we don't always have to lay down our physical life. It doesn't mean we have to run out and give our physical life for someone unless that presents itself, which it often doesn't, thankfully. But how about our daily lives? You know, what are we fond of saying? My time is valuable. I don't have time for this because my day is planned out. I have to get all these things done today. And my whole week is planned out. And my weekend is already gone. And summer is here, and I mean summertime. Every weekend is planned. And before we know it, it's going to be snowing again. Time is valuable. I don't have time to take on any more tasks, especially not for someone I don't even know. As a fellow children, maybe I don't even like, maybe I don't agree with. You know, we're totally different in how we think. I am too busy and my time is way too valuable. But what if the servicemen and women had said that? I'm not going to serve. I got better things to do, more important things to do. What if Jesus would have said, you know, it's great, Father, but I'm not going to do it. These people don't even like me. They're spitting on me. They're telling me to get out of their towns. They're, whatever, they want to kill me. Why should I let them do it? But no, our men and women who have given their lives for this country, Jesus Christ, who hung on the cross for every person and suffered terribly. So is it asking too much, really, to lay down our daily life? Is anything we're doing so important that we can't take a few minutes in a day, a kind gesture, a kind word, a kind act for someone who we see in need? I got a picture to show you. This was on social media. Vicki actually saw someone had posted this on social media. This picture of this young man, he's 21, and this other man, he doesn't even know this other man. This young man was on his way home. He had had something to eat and got on the bus to go home. And this man came up to him and wanted to shake his hand. But once he shook his hand, he wouldn't let go of it. Then he sat in a seat next to him, and he basically put his head on his shoulder. And the young man stayed on the bus with him all the way until the last stop, which must have been that man's stop. The family then saw this picture that was posted and got a hold of the young man and thanked him, because the man in the red hat has special needs. He has cerebral palsy. He has some deafness. And his family said this is what he does when he's afraid, when he feels insecure. He found this young man. He thought, that man will help me. Now, what if that young man would have said, you know, I've had a hard day. I'm tired. I just had my supper or whatever. I'm going home. You know, Dancing with the Stars is on or whatever. I got to get home and watch my favorite show. My time is valuable. Every day at this time, I should be in my chair watching this TV show. Or I have other things to do. No, this young man stayed on the bus with this man with special needs. What he said was, this is what the young man said. He said, sometimes you just have to be selfless and put someone else's needs above your own. And to me, this shows that servanthood, service to others, doesn't have to be complex. It can be complex. It doesn't have to be complex. It's often a simple, mundane act like this. He didn't do anything that was great, you know, in the sense of some big production. He just let that man put his head on his shoulder and held his hand. He took some of his valuable time and gave it to that man. So really, being a servant is about your attitude and your heart. And we can pray to Jesus to give us that attitude in that heart. And we can look in the Bible and see how Jesus modeled that for us. Jesus didn't, as he said, Jesus said, "I didn't come to be served, I came to serve," in Matthew 20:28. Jesus washed his disciples' feet. He didn't have them wash his feet. He's the Son of God. Shouldn't they have been washing his feet? If you look at how our culture thinks sometimes. Instead, he washed their feet, their dirty feet. Tomorrow we're going to honor all the brave men and women who have died for this country and gave their lives to preserve our way of life. But we also need to answer our call to serve God and to bring others to know Jesus, who will change their way to life. Jesus modeled it for us perfectly, not just with the feet washing, but with all the things he did. Who did he pick out to help? Those who were the lowliest in a society. Is anyone too high to serve someone below them? I don't think so. Is anyone too low for us to serve? I don't think so. Not if you look at what Jesus modeled. Folks, we need to be willing, all of us, me included, to have that servant's heart and attitude, and to really pray for discernment to know when God wants us to jump into action for him, into service for him, and to help that person who just needs his hand held, a hug, a little bit of our valuable time. And we need to do that all in Jesus' precious name. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, help us to have that servant's heart for you. Oh, give us the strength, the ability to be more like your Son, Jesus Christ, when he was here on earth. To take out time, our valuable time in our day, to help others and to advance your kingdom and your army. In Jesus' name, amen.